Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line is Jill Cannon from the Buffalo Holiday Market, which is getting ready to kick off. Hey, Jill, thanks for joining us. You know, of course, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, right? We're all talking about some of the big shopping holidays and sales going on, but the Buffalo Holiday Market ready to kick things off and kind of gives people a different way to shop than just on their phones.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. We are so excited for this 2024 season to kick off on Friday.
And this is a new location for you. Tell us where it is and maybe why you moved.
Yes. So this is our first season at the Richardson Olmsted campus. And we had previously been in downtown Buffalo across from the casino. And then we had a smaller market in the village of Hamburg. And when the opportunity came up to move to the Richardson, I mean, it's just so picturesque. And it gives you that hallmark feeling that we've been looking for the last couple of years. And just an opportunity to grow and bring all of our vendors to one beautiful location right in the heart of downtown Buffalo.
Well, it's a little bit of a change. What, you know, kind of spurred heading over there? I know that there's been more and more events kind of popping up in the big lawn over there in the Olmsted complex. Why did you choose to set up the holiday market there?
The campus has been an incredible partner to us, and they are in the revitalization phase, and they're trying to bring the campus back to life. And so partnering with our market allows them to bring in traffic when they wouldn't necessarily have that many people visiting at, you know, such a short time. So it's encompassing the beauty of the campus and shopping small and just bringing that Buffalo community feel to their campus.
What about parking? Is it possibly even easier than it was downtown?
There's so much available street parking. There's everything is walkable there, which is so nice. We've got Elmwood Village right there. So we've got an incredible community around us. And then we have generously been able to use one of Buff State's parking lots as well on the back half of the campus. And we'll have trolleys that will run every 15 to 20 minutes, shuttling people back and forth. But it's an 8-minute walk from the parking lot, and it really allows you to see the beauty of the campus and what they're working to revitalize.
It is pretty good, and I guess more space, too, to kind of create that holiday feel, which is a big reason, I think, why people go to some of these holiday markets that have been popping up.
Absolutely. It gives us a bigger footprint. Previously, we were in a parking lot, so we were very limited to what we were able to do. This allowed us to add more igloos. We're going to have 4 curling courts. We're looking to make this a destination, and we want people to come out. We want them to shop small, and we want it to be an event. So we want it to be something that they're adding to their calendar every year to remember, like, we have to check out the Buffalo Holiday Market and make it a tradition. And that's really what's been happening over the last couple of years, and this new location has really helped us secure that. In doing it for the fall, we were able to just see that people are more willing to come out, spend time, and, you know, have dinner, have drinks, and just spend the day with their friends and family. And this new location really allows us to do that.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot bigger. You mentioned curling. Yeah, you can rent an igloo. You had unique vendors, I think, previously. Are many of them back?
Yes, and we have even more joining us. So we have over 500 local artisans that join us throughout the holiday season because they're on a rotating basis. So no 2 days of the market are ever the same because so many people are able to join us throughout the season.
What kind of things can people expect to see there? You go shopping at the holiday market. What exactly are most people looking for?
We have a lot of your Buffalo staples. I mean, we have some incredible food vendors joining us this year. We have something for every single person on your shopping list, whether it's Buffalo themed and you're looking to mail a gift to someone. We have tons of handcrafted artisans that bring out these incredible things that you just really can't find anywhere else.
It's such a nice shopping experience, too. I mean, you got that European holiday feel with, you know, all those different houses. I don't know what you call them, where the vendors are.
Plays, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then, you know, you can actually see and touch the things that you're buying. You're not just pointing and clicking on a computer, right? That makes
Absolutely.
A difference.
And you know, knowing that you're supporting our local community and these families and everyone that come out and just putting the money back into the infrastructure of Buffalo is so important now more than ever.
Well, I mean, looking at new location, new things, and you mentioned, did you say curling? Was that involved
here? I did, yes. Yeah, we will have 4 curling courts out on the South Lawn as well that are available for rent. We're partnered with Milk for Health and Intense Chocolate Milk, and they're one of the sponsors of the curling court, so they helped us make that possible. And you can secure a reservation. It's an hour long, and we give you everything that you need to go out and curl with your friends on the South Lawn.
What a great way to try it, right? And then if it snows, it's all the better, right? It just adds to that whole holiday feeling.
Absolutely, yeah. People are always like, oh gosh, this is outside. And it's like, it's Buffalo in the winter. What better way to get outside and do something, you know, shopping small, all of these things. And the snow just adds to this magical feel. It really does.
Well, perfect winter, you know, kind of mood setter with the snow and everything that we'll get.
Yeah.
And just enough in the city of Buffalo not to, you know, shut everything down this weekend. So should be perfect for you. You got the Buffalo Holiday Market going on. I know you run a couple of other businesses, too. I mean, how are those around the holiday season? Because a lot of them are, you know, party kind of based or things to do with a group of people.
Yeah, so we also own the Traveling Tipsy Trailer, which is the bars that will be at the holiday market. And so we'll be serving up spiked hot chocolate, our mulled wine. We've got Jack Frost drinks for the kiddos. So we'll have 4 bars stationed throughout the holiday market, and then our retail operation, which is Buffalo Collective, we have a huge storefront, so we'll be bringing you all of our custom gifts that we normally have that you can shop regularly on our website, but now we'll have them in store for you to shop there, too.
All right. So, Jill, Buffalo Holiday Market, it opens Friday at the Richardson campus. What are the hours, and how late into the season do you go?
So we are open for Black Friday, 11 to 8, and then the market runs Thursday through Sunday every week. Thursdays and Fridays are 4 to 8, and then on the weekends we're 11 to 8 and 11 to 6 for Saturday and Sunday. And then the final week leading up to Christmas, we'll also be adding in that Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're open until the 22nd.
Okay, hey.
So there's 17 days of the market that you can join us.
A good amount of time for you to get your shopping done and go and enjoy the holiday market. Fun thing to do in the holiday season. It's going to feel like the holidays, right? Right after Thanksgiving, getting that snow and getting you in the Christmas mood. Hey, Jill, thanks so much for coming on with us today.